Hello, everyone. I'm Gadget Goddess.
You're who?
Gadget Goddess.
Oh, who are you again?
I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Kimmy, the Gadget Goddess, formerly known as Catwoman. And we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Test Podcast. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Not to be confused with Wacky Wednesday. I mean,
I just want to be you for a little while. You got a really cool phone that we're going to talk about today.
I was like, she said she was who? She didn't put me in on this. Like, I need to know what's going on.
Yep.
Okay. Well, let me do these thirst buckets.
Okay.
Or thirst traps, since we want to talk crazy today.
Yeah, basically.
Barry Johnson was first, as per usual. He's on both channels. I went by your channel just to say what's up with the eyeballs. Shay, Queen of Steeler Nation Kennedy. That's a long name, Shay. Is in the building. And I think she spoke to us, so I spoke back via our accounts. Mm-hmm. LaShawn, aka Holla at Your Boy, is in the building. He is also on both pages. Let's see. Come down here to Jason, the review suite. What's up, Jason? Let's go. Oh, I'm still trying to recover from that intro. Spectacular Gadgets is here. She says she made it on time. Oh, she's right on time for that one.
Hey, see, we twins and cameras too.
Let's see. 504, what's up, sir? How you doing? I just want to know how many other people might be me today. And then it jumped. Okay. Scoopity poop, poopity scoop. What's up, Scoop? D-Bionic Scoop is in the building. Tech King Mike, who goes live at 9 o'clock, is in the building. Oh, Nightbot welcomed you to your own chat. He's very friendly.
Yeah.
Like, super friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Big Mosley, we're just getting down to the point where people notice that you called yourself me. Jason C is here.
Hey.
I'm catching up. And I think, yeah. For a politically correct podcast, it's kind of hard to say this name. I'm going to call him the Young PD.
Okay. That makes it so much better.
Yes. What's up, sir? So how are you today, Catwoman? Have you eaten? Or is everything okay?
Yes. Okay. I did eat today. Funny how Holla Your Boy says he wants to be Nightbot tonight. Yeah, I mean, we can try that too. Why not?
We will tell you who you need to follow to find the PS5s. That's yes. Part of our podcast tonight. Mm-hmm. What's up, Nate? Done did it.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, so today I took my daughters to go get their vaccines today, and oh my gosh, you know, when you go by yourself, things don't really happen, but when you go with someone else, something always happens. So my daughters were in the queue to go get their vaccines done. They were 14 and 15 in line. And right as they called number 13, there was a girl sitting right in front of us. And all of a sudden she just got limp. And the person that gave her her shot was like, somebody come help this person. Somebody come help this girl. So this black woman leapt up like Superwoman, went over, grabbed the back of the chair, and then dipped the girl back in the chair and brought it down gently so she could lay on the floor. I was like, whoa, she got some strength. And then they came over, they brought her a towel, they put it under the girl's head. They were asking her if she was okay. And I'm just like looking at the whole thing like, oh snap. And I'm looking at my daughter's like, oh, are you guys watching this? And I'm seeing Helena, she's watching it, and Haley's just staring off into the distance, and I'm like, Haley, are you watching? And she's like, I don't care. Yeah, like, she's like, I don't want to look at this. I don't want to look at this situation before I get vaccinated. So I'm like, okay. And then they get her some water. They start talking to her. She's answering questions. She's lucid. And then they're like, they call up number 14. So I'm like, yeah, I have my two girls. They're like, okay, yeah, you can bring them both with you. So I go up there, and the woman is like, asking the questions that's on the sheet, and she's like, have you all eaten today? I'm like, yeah, we've eaten today. And then she looks at my daughters specifically, and she goes, are you sure you've all eaten today? Because the reason why that girl over there fainted was because she didn't eat anything, and she's one of those girls who's trying to stay skinny and doesn't eat anything. And my daughters are like, we ate today. Like, okay. So she tells us where to sit. So they go sit to get their vaccine shots. And then the woman that is giving the shot to Helena is going through the questions, you know, and one of the questions is, are you allergic to any of the medicines in the Pfizer? And she's like, no. And she's like, are you sure? Because the reason why that girl over there fainted was because she had an allergic reaction to the shot. And I'm still just like, what? A person over there just got finished telling me that the different reason why that girl fainted. Like, why are they lying? Why are they putting, you know, an eating disorder or not eating at all for whatever reason, or the fact that she had an allergy on this girl? Like, they're making her the scapegoat for what, you know? And my daughter's like, no, I'm not allergic to the medicine. She's like, okay, all right, gives her the shot. And we're sitting there for 15 minutes, and I'm like, what? I'm trying to process what just happened. And I'm like, that's not right. Like, they just lied to my daughters. Who really knows what happened to that girl? Maybe she had a panic attack because of the needle. We don't know. You know, for her, I don't need to know. But, like, they're trying to scare my daughters into not taking the shot. I don't know what that was, but I just did not like that experience. So that was just what happened. And, you know, they have their appointments for the next one at the same place. But I told my daughters that afterwards, when we got to the car, I was like, what those women told you is not correct. We don't even know what really happened to that girl and what they're trying to scapegoat her about. You know, who knows what kind of reactions you're going to have to this vaccine, which one of them is already tired. But we'll just take it slow. It was like an emotional roller coaster in there, to be honest with you, because I felt like they were kind of trying to boogly boogly them. You know?
Boogie boogie.
Yeah. But I am in Florida, so I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
Hey. I found it funny because I had to make a stop today on my way home. And I know Dollar Tree is one of the places that they say you don't have to wear a mask in if you're vaccinated now. Mm-hmm. But they recommend people who aren't to wear them. But I'm still just in that zone where I'm still wearing my mask.
Yeah.
And so... But I was amazed that the sign that says you have to wear a mask was huge. And the one over to the side that says, if the CDC says if you've had, you don't have to wear a mask. So it's a tiny sign over here to the side. But the big one that says you have to wear a mask to come in is still
yeah.
up.
Yeah, it's like, so it's like yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm fully vaccinated, so I can not wear a mask as well. But I just choose to just... Because I don't feel like taking out my card and going through the...
Oh, well, no, they don't ask you for cards and stuff here, but I'm just not at the comfort level yet.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel fine. And the mask that I wear, I feel like I can breathe in fine for a long time. So I'm good.
The comments have been a riot the whole time you've been telling this story. Yeah. All kinds of comments.
Yeah, can somebody we read the comments, please? Yeah.
Okay, we can go back up. Because yeah. My favorite one, let me show you my favorite one. 504 says, either way, I'm eating all the church's chicken before I get my shots. Yeah. Michael Pepper said, I'd be on the floor too. So,
yeah.
But this is a nice point. Most likely epilepsy, just like me.
Okay.
Ted says, do you have insurance? Are you sure? He said, that's why she fell out of the floor. She had no insurance. It's just the scare tactics and the scary face. They're like, oh my God. But yeah. And Big Mosley has it right. I got both Pfizer shots. The second one knocked me on my butt. Had all kinds of pain and symptoms. And for me, I just slept like I don't know what to say with the second shot.
Yeah. But the thing is that my daughters all last week were asking me, oh, you know, did you make the appointment? I was like, nah, I haven't seen any. No, I haven't, you know, I don't know what's going on. I haven't seen any. No. So they've been wanting to get the shot. It's, you know, like they've been begging for it. You know, they just want to be vaccinated. So they were in there just like with that mindset of, let's do this. Who knows what's going to happen, but only good things can come of it. And then these people try to scare them. What?
And that's my thing, Rainey. I'm not telling you, I'm not a shot shamer, and I'm not, you know, I can live in the world with people who don't want to vaccinate. I'm fine with that. But there are people out there like, oh no, you got to believe what I believe. And I'm not wearing a mask, so why are you wearing one? It's everybody's personal preference. Do what you want to do. So maybe they asked her if she had a blue bubble.
Y'all are Swarthy
is here. What's up?
Hey, Swarthy.
Because I'm gonna screw it up if I try to say the new name.
Simplistically digital.
See, you got it down, Pat.
I'm trying.
Look, I need to tighten up.
Yes, you
so
do.
Either way. Oh, look at here. He's greeting there. Look at your little nightbot just greeting everybody.
Yay, it's working correctly. Woo, if only I could get the closed captions to work. They're not working. I don't even have the option to turn it on. So I don't know. I did it right.
Big Mosley said nightbot all kinds of extra tonight.
Yes.
Listen. Nightbot do what Nightbot want to do when Nightbot want to do it.
Yep.
The man Moses. Hey, the man Moses. Hey, how are you doing?
Hey. So, let's get on to what is going on with us. ¿Qué estás pasando? So, just wanted to let you know that if you go to gadgetchats.com, it will take you over to our anchor page where you can get the audio only version of the podcast. Mistakes at all, we don't edit our
podcast.
Bam.
All the time that she calls herself Gadget Goddess will be in there.
Yeah. It will. I will not edit that out. Yes, and then also you guys can leave us a voice message on there that we can play. Oh, I said last time we were gonna
play some
if movies. We have enough time,
Maybe next week when we have a guest. That might be fun.
Okay. All right,
cool. We never have time when we have a guest.
No, we don't. If we have time. If we have time today. Yeah, if we have time today.
Yeah, maybe today.
We'll see.
Next week anyway.
Yeah. So I did a live stream on Monday. I was using my PS4 controller plus my Note 20 Ultra. And then I use Samsung Flow connected via Ethernet cable to my computer to live stream mobile games. And my daughter had to come to the rescue because I just kept dying. And so if you guys want to check that out, there's a link in the description to that video. She did really great. She kicked a lot of butt. So that's what's been going on with us.
And I would like to say that the strawberry funnel cake frappuccino at Starbucks is awesome.
Yay! I want it.
Everybody kept telling me to try it, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna try it. It was so good.
It tasted like heaven.
Yes. But it doesn't taste like a funnel cake to me. It's more like a strawberry cheesecake sundae or something. What? I'm getting phone calls. Either way. You know, everybody wants you to, okay, what is it? Your car warranty is about to expire. That's what that is. It's one of those numbers that show up like it looks like your phone number, and it's just like, why y'all keep calling me? Leave me alone. So, on my new phone, which we'll talk about later, I have the AI answer, and she only speaks Chinese, so that's always fun.
Oh, yeah. Does she say the English words with like a Chinese twang?
No, she's speaking purely Chinese. Like, I don't even know what she says to them when she takes the call. That's how amusing it is for me. Yes,
that's funny. So let's get into some tech purchases. The first tech purchase is actually a digital one. This one is called Octopus Gamepad Mouse Keyboard Key Mapper.
And you've had this up as a tech wall too?
Yes, I do not recommend that you get it. So I bought this, right, so that I can key map Genshin Impact so that I can use my controller with it. So it's supposed to work with games that don't allow controllers, wireless controllers, to connect, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like, everybody was like putting out these tutorials about how it works. But apparently after April, this app doesn't work anymore. So, you know, and they're still letting people pay for this app. So I paid for it. I didn't use actual money. I had, you know, my options.
Oh, credits. Oh,
yeah, those credits. Yeah. Opinions credits.
Mm-hmm.
And so I use that, but I'm still like, oh, I wasted money. That's so whack. I should warn people.
Right. You'd rather use your credit on something else.
Yes.
Steal your money. Yes. Mm-hmm. I get it.
So, yeah, I don't get this. It doesn't work. I don't know when it's going to start working again. They're blaming it on Android 11, but Android 11 has been around for a long time. So they're lying. They're just taking your money.
I want to shout out our guest for next week who just came in.
Ew!
Mr. J. Williams will be our guest next Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
Same bat time, same back channels. So make sure you come by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. So that was my tech purchase and my tech well.
Whoa.
Yes. And then for you, yours is not a whoa.
Yay.
Yours is awesome.
Yay.
Which is why I want to be like you. I want to be together.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I want to try the phone.
You want to try a foldable?
Yeah, I do.
You said if it doesn't have a pin, you don't want to try.
No, I wouldn't buy it.
Huh? Oh, you wouldn't buy it if it didn't happen.
No, I wouldn't buy it, but I want to try it. That's why I want to be gadget goddess for a little
bit. Oh, you just want to play with it.
I just want to try it.
Here, you can have it back.
Just a taste. Yeah.
Boo. I will say that I've been working on my 1 week in, because that's just 48 hours in at that point, the unboxing and everything. And at this point, it no longer even looks like that. My channel members have an updated video already. I have applied matte protectors to it all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
And I am working on the video for this case that I have on it now. So lots of work in this phone. Yeah, I've just been busy.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to watching it.
Well, I appreciate you supporting the channel.
Mm-hmm. So
that's
you
the
got
most
it.
Reasonable price that I could find, because everybody's charging like $2,500.
Wow.
Yes.
And this one's $17.99. Because
they're selling them overseas for $15 or $15.99. So, you know, it's a little bit of a markup, but it's not as bad as $25.
Yeah. And then, no, these are deals.
I think we're out of, I don't think we made many more purchases than that. I should have my screen protectors and case up there next week by the time.
Okay.
Well, we won't do it next week. It'll be week after. I have plenty of tech purchases the week after.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Yeah. So, you know, we're spending our money wisely, but still funly.
Can you get a loan? Nope.
A loan?
No, Big Mosley asked, can he get a loan? I was like, nope, can I get a loan?
Yes. That'd be funny.
I need the loan.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into these tech deals, because I kind of ran over a little time when I was...
Oh, your story.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in a rush, though. I don't think we had too many articles, so we're good.
Okay. So first tech deal is from Amazon.
I didn't even pull that one up. Okay. We're together.
Yep.
So right now you can get an Echo for $1 and you get 1 month of unlimited the streaming music. And that's my music service, even though I have YouTube Premium with the YouTube Music. I pay for this because my son, he has a Dot. We have Alexa in the bathroom, and I have a show in my bedroom. So the music plays over these different speakers and all of that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, yeah, I might pay $7.99 a month. I'm not sure. But yeah, that's not a bad deal. You're just paying a buck for the dot. And mm-hmm. I think his was like $25 when we bought it.
Yeah. So. It also says on there that if you don't auto renew the Amazon Music service, you can still keep the Echo Dot.
Right.
So that's great. Pretty good deal.
Well, LaShawn, I have all my playlists and stuff set up on Amazon Music. And it's just like YouTube. I believe YouTube plays, like if you've been listening to a certain genre of music, it'll continue to play that even if your playlist is run out. Mm-hmm. So mine does that on Amazon as well.
Okay. And then the next tech deal, the one everyone has been anticipating for, Sony Direct PS5 restock sold out in 27 minutes. When and where you can buy the next the PS5 next. So this
I think
is
the
really...
title of the article originally was like all the everybody was supposed to restock today.
Yes.
So there's a guy on Twitter that tells you who is restocking when and when to get online and buy.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sony ran out in like 27 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But like some of these other places, it was just the time of day if you happen to be on Twitter. But you need to follow this guy if you're looking for a PS5.
Because Matt's Twitter.
He tells you when and where you can get one.
In real time. Yeah, in real time. So yeah, follow him, put on your notifications. But there's so many people that's trying to sell theirs online. Don't buy it directly on Twitter. Go to the site that he tells you to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then
a lot of these places are like Best Buy, you know, they're reputable places.
Yeah, Target, Best Buy, Walmart, PS, PlayStation.
Newegg.
So here they show lots of pictures where he's done tweets and what they look like, so you'll kind of recognize it. He does a lot of emojis with his tweets. But yes, follow him and then check out what he has in store for tomorrow, or maybe he might have another wave that he will tell you today. Yeah, but he said it around three this morning,
and I knew we weren't going to do this to this evening, but I was like, it's fine, it's still good information for people who don't know anything about it.
Yeah. So for those who are still trying to get a PS, trying to get them restocked, follow this guy on Twitter. So far, he's been, you know, doing the best out there when it comes to letting you know when PS5s are restocked and when people could get them.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is somebody paying him or something? Are y'all still battling over who got the best music in the chat? I need y'all to chill out.
I know, right? As long as you get to listen to your music, it doesn't matter where you get it from.
At this point. Got that PS5 today and the Xbox X. Didn't tell my wife. Oh, I've been there.
We will be talking about it.
Tell her to tune into the Gadget Tabs podcast. Let me stop.
Can you out yourself, sir? So those are the tech deals for today.
I'm gonna go in there and time out everybody in the chat. Somebody, I know, right? Pandora.
Pandora.
We're really? About to be two articles removed, people.
Y'all are hilarious tonight.
Yeah. 504 said, "I hope his wife isn't watching."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, the money can cause problems in the household. Ask Catwoman.
Yeah, it definitely can.
Well, she broke that monitor that time. It's still funny to me.
Yeah, no.
Those who've been members of the podcast for a while, you would have remembered that. But yeah.
Yeah, when I broke my monitor live on Gadget Chats. But the thing, it wasn't even mine, it was his. And he didn't know I was using it.
The second you have to go tell your spouse, "I broke your monitor that I never told you I was using."
Yes.
Hey, Mando, how are you doing today?
Hey. All right, so we'll get into some articles. So the first one is the Apple article. So Apple previews powerful software, updates designs for people with disabilities. That's a lot of P's in the title. So the first one they have is.
But look, it starts today.
Yeah.
Yay. Ooh, okay.
So this is great for people who do sign language, so that way they'll have a sign interpreter that will be able to help them with shopping or supporting with their session, things like that, which is great. Because sometimes you get tired of typing, you know? So you just want to sign.
Well, I told somebody one morning I was headed into work and I had been at a stop sign, but the stop light, but the other people, you know, the light had changed and I was getting ready to go. So the people sitting over here had the red light. And I look over and the guy turns on the light and his phone is in a little holder and he starts signing to the phone. I'm like, is that equivalent to texting while driving? Like, I know he was at the stoplight, but I was like, what were you doing when you weren't at the stoplight? Like, But I thought that was really neat because I've never seen anybody do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's great ALS support. I mean, ASL support, which is, it's awesome to have because you get tired of typing, you know? And so just the convenience of signing is great. That's really good that Apple did that with the inclusivity. Assistive touching with the Apple Watch, which is great.
I hit the play on this and it didn't do anything on mine. I guess my iPad is garbage.
So the Apple website didn't work well on,
Yes, yeah, iPad.
And that's ironic.
That's kind of neat. So,
yeah, that's really cool, right?
Yeah.
It knows what finger you're touching, quick actions. That's great.
I mean, that's great for somebody who just doesn't want fingerprints on their watch.
True.
Oh, we already have LaShawn calling it trash. You just jealous because Huawei don't do that. Look, I got the same watch you got. My watch ain't doing that.
Oh, cool. It creates a pointer as well. So for those who are listening, definitely check out the link because Apple has a video where they have basically like a pointer, like a mouse on the watch, and it's moved by the motion of your hands, like tilting back and forth, up and down.
I will tell you.
And then you,
get
to, you know.
The phone has a similar feature. I learned this through somebody saying, hey, do you miss being able to unlock your phone and not have to touch it? And so I did the hack, but it was so over the top that when I didn't want to use it, it was tracking my eye movements and stuff. So the iPhone has this kind of feature on it, but it is horrific to use. Like, it's like, I don't want to look at my phone because then it's going to, you know, go to the next page and it's going to go back and it's going to, it's going to scroll down. So, maybe they've updated it to make it better. But at this point,
The fact that it knows that you're touching your index finger with your thumb, that's awesome. That's really cool. Yes, Septian, it's like Tony Stark actions.
And I have to agree with Big Mosley. Everything I've seen from like Android and Huawei and stuff, when you're just fanning around the phone looking stupid, I'm at the watch. Like, you look like an idiot.
Yeah. But I mean, people who need this type of support are very, very happy about it. And then, of course, it'll get better over time with their feedback.
Eye tracking on the iPad, I guess that's similar to the eye tracking that's on the iPhone. Explore images with VoiceOver.
So you can send a picture, do a VoiceOver of the picture, and send it to somebody, which is great because that way they don't have to rely on the metadata to provide the information to that person.
The hearing aids thing is really cool with all phones here lately because my dad does have hearing aids. And like when his phone rings, it's like a little beep sound. It's not like a ring sound, like when he actually has them in. And I got tired of him taking calls on speakerphone because that used to be his thing. When he updated to the Samsung S20 Fan Edition, isn't that what it was? Yeah, they made that phone. Yeah, he started having these features where his phone calls were piped right into his hearing aid. So
nice.
Yeah, that's a great thing now.
Yep. So it says
background sound. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, made for iPhone hearing aids and audiogram support. So Apple is bringing support for recognizing audiogram charts that show results for people who have accommodates people that have headphones. So that's great. Yay. It tells them like what's the best hearing for them, so that way it's not too loud, not too low. It's just right. And the then background sound.
So we have white noise at work. I'd prefer to like play some of this randomness at my desk over the white noise. It just sounds like a loud air conditioning unit or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I understand when it goes out, you can hear every conversation. Like we're in a wide open area with cubicles. So when there's no white noise, I can hear exactly what's being said all the way across the room.
Yeah.
Like the echo is that great.
And some people actually buy apps for white noise and stuff like that. So the fact that it's natively built into the phone, that's yes. great. Yeah, it's one less app you have to download. Sound actions for quick controls such as click, pop, or E. Yeah.
Display and text size settings to help people with color blindness and vision challenges.
Yep.
To make the screen easier to see. I like these Memojis though. They got new Memoji customizations, like if people with hearing aids, people who have the
oxygen tank, so they have the plug in their nose.
Yeah,
that's great. And then glasses, and then helmets. Yay! So that's great. And then some updates with the fitness trainer.
Nothing I'll ever use. No, I'm just saying.
Those are all the fun stuff, but yeah, definitely check out this article from Apple Newsroom.
Yeah, because there's more than what we mentioned. We mentioned a lot of it, and there's still more than that.
Mm-hmm. Next one is from Android Police. Gboard is going to whenever you do a screenshot, it'll be added to the clipboard, which is great. My phone already does that with Samsung. So whenever I go to pay something and I go into the clipboard of my Samsung, it'll choose the most recent things that I screenshot along with the most recent things that I copied in text. So Gboard is just now going to be able to do that, which is awesome. So you'll see it in the clipboard. You'll see the different types of text, and then you'll see the whole image, and then you could just choose the image or choose the text, whichever one you'd like. I just thought that was great. It's not available just yet. It's in the beta version of the newest version of Gboard. There is an APK that you could download.
Do you run APK beta Mirror. On Gboard? Because you use Gboard, right?
Yeah, but I don't run beta on it.
Okay.
Yeah, because I already have the access. My Samsung already does it, but I'm glad that all other phones will be able to do it through the Gboard.
Oddly enough, in all of my foldable devices, I use SwiftKey, and I've never been a SwiftKey person, but yeah. I like the way I can spread the keyboard apart, and then I can customize it. Always been a Flex Key person, so yeah. I kind of miss it, but. I like to have it on both sides.
The one feature that keeps me on Gboard is the fact that I can use a number pad on it. So when I go to Samsung, if I want to just only do numbers, like I'm typing in my credit card or something like that, I don't want to have to keep using the top row to do the numbers. I want it to just be a number pad, but it doesn't do it native. Like you can't choose it, but Gboard you can. You can choose the number pad, and it's just makes everything so much easier. So that's why I stay with Gboard. That's my favorite feature of it.
Jack King Mike says Gigi runs beta on everything, it seems like. I don't mind testing things out. That's how I had the free digits line with T-Mobile when I was with them. They was like, who wants to test out digits? I was like, me. And it had all kinds of bugs and crap, but as long as I was with T-Mobile, all the beta testers got to keep that digits line. So it was free to me when people started paying $10 a month.
Oh snap. Well,
I walked away from it. Walked away.
Well, momentarily, that was good.
Yeah.
The next article is looking at the map in the United States about broadband. And this map, I love it because it's done by county, not by state. Because the whole, like, you know, a county can represent a whole state, right? Basically. but this is done by counties in the United States. And it's amazing. So basically, for those who are listening, it's a map of the United States. The blue represents people who have less than 25 megabytes per second speed, average speed. And then the gray is percentage of people using over or equal to 25 megabytes per second per county, right? And the amount...
And the blue is 15%
of the county. Yeah.
Yeah. But 15% or more is the gray.
Yes. But the speed that they're tallying...
Right.
Broadband is 25 megabytes per second or above. Or anything below that is not considered. Anything above 25 megabytes per second is not considered broadband. So they're not even talking about high speed. They're just talking about regular broadband. And I'm going to say it's not looking so good. If you actually go to the website and use it via desktop mode, when you put your mouse over the blue, it'll only show you the blue, right? Or when you hover your mouse over the gray, it'll only show you the gray. And it's like, even when you look at the blue, it still looks like it's filling up a lot of the United States. That is less than 50% of a population of, per county. Yeah, the United States needs to do better, especially since they want to continue to consider themselves a first world technology country. So, and this was done by Microsoft. And the source, you can actually click on it and it'll take you over to the GitHub. So it's very, very transparent, which is great.
The chat today. I can't with the chat today. I just really can't.
They're not behaving.
They're not paying us. They just made up their own rules. Oh, it's okay. A creamsicle with a 3-color option. What? What?
You guys are hilarious. Yeah.
Stay focused, people. What's up, Grant?
Big Mosley, that the so this is internet, home internet speed. This is not about 5G, 4G. This is not networks. This is talking about...
Yeah, he's saying it's by county. That's what we were saying, it is by county.
Yeah, but he says they don't even got 2G. But it's that we're not talking about networks. We're talking about home internet speeds. Yep. So that's just a perspective that I think people should think about, especially since the United States government subsidizes a lot of these internet service providers to build their internet, right? They're like, we need this money so that we could make our internet faster and make it cheaper for our consumers. But a lot of times they make it faster in probably one specific area, and then they make the amounts, the bills go up, they go higher. 504 said, so is in the U.S. third world internet is first world problem. Yeah, I like the way you worded that. Yeah,
basically. It's hilarious. That's why I put it up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to stop talking about that Surface Duo in the chat. Don't want to hear it.
Ms. Ferroller said, for what you get, it's expensive here.
Yeah.
Shake my head. Yeah. It's very true.
And Barry agrees.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just the fact that a lot of our tax dollars does go into subsidizing these internet service providers. And they're not doing that well. This is like 25 megabytes for the amount of blue that's in there. That's, yeah. Hey, yeah, beats.
If you heard the intro, no, the outro. Outro. When you hear the outro, that's an oh yeah beat beat. So make sure you peep that when we sign off.
Yes, unless and you're listening on the...
The podcast didn't get to hear it, but the people who are live.
Yes.
But, you know, those who are live are mostly content creators, so, you know, you might want to go check him out.
Yeah. So those were the articles for today.
You ready for voicemails? Is that what you were rushing to get to? I was like, she is flying through this stuff.
Yeah. Let me go pull them up. It's going to take a while, though.
Oh, you're fine. I guess, you know, we'll just entertain the chat because they just been off the hook today.
Yes.
Mark, stop it, young man. Look, Mark and LaShawn have been fighting the whole stream.
They have been.
Oh, it's 10 Minute Tech. It's been forever-weary. Where have you been, sir?
Forever-weary.
Miss you guys. I'm out here trying to take over the world.
Hey, you can do it. We believe in you.
He says, you like Pinky in the Brain? That's what it made me think about. Spec Tech says he's okay if you like that kind of music. That is so not bad. The way to treat the hubby. No. That's funny. I've only had the Mi Mix Fold for a week, so I will not rate my fold or my foldable devices quite yet. Not yet. Give me more time. They all have perks, though. I will say that. They are not the same as people think they are. I will say that. A lot of people think that the Z Fold and the Mi Mix Fold are basically the same phone, with the Mi Mix having bigger bezels and being taller, and it's not the case at all. Xiaomi just does things a little differently.
I wonder if we could play it without having to show the screen. We can try.
You can try.
Okay, all right. If I can hear you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this one is by Tech Boner.
Hold on, let me answer J Will right quick. J Will, I murdered my ex on him.
It's dyke.
Yeah, I think I mentioned it on my live stream like months and months ago. I dropped it and it shattered it. It kind of shocked me. I was like, how does this phone shatter? It was a tank. So yeah, I don't have the Exxon M anymore. Okay, who you got first?
Tech Boner.
Wow, I hadn't seen him in a while. Are you playing it?
Yeah.
Don't hear it.
Okay. All right, let me refresh the page because it doesn't let me go back.
He said, oh, Migs, I'm not repeating it.
All right.
Hello, this is Jay Lewis, aka Tech Boner. And I'd like to let you girls know I really enjoy your podcast. I listen to you guys on a weekly basis. I also officially added you guys to my rotation. I drive 100 miles a day to commute back and forth to work. And you guys are now part of my enjoyment when I'm on my commute. I just want to say keep up the good work. And again, I really enjoy your podcast. You guys be blessed. Have a great day.
Aww. Thanks, Boner. This is from Ronaldo.
Hey, I wanted to say thank y'all for giving me a shout out last week. I didn't even know about this voicemail feature. I didn't even know you could do it from the computer. I was thinking I had to call y'all and leave a voicemail, but I want to say thank y'all so much. This Unlock Custom Droid, I appreciate y'all so much. Thank you again.
That was like six names ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Our Scoop.
Scoopy-de-poop.
What's up, ladies? It's the Bionic Scoop here. Love the show. I'm going to continue to support you guys. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Scoop.
Big shout out to Catwoman and Gadget Goddess. You guys got me to move away from Spreaker. I've been there for over, since J Will got me there a couple of years. So when people say that, you know, you can't learn anything, whatever, you're constantly learning. I learned something from y'all ladies. Thank y'all very much. Love the new home here at Anchor. Love y'all's podcast. Hope y'all are having an amazing day. I'm going to stop sounding like I'm Richard Simmons now. Yes. This is probably weird. All right. I should probably stop. All right, bye.
So we'd love for you to leave us one of these nice little messages like Reynaldo told you. You don't have to call. You can leave it via computer. Mm-hmm. But yes, right there on our Anchor page. Anchor page. And LaShawn is crazy. And you can get there through what, gadgetchats.com?
Yep, gadgetchats.com. It'll take you over to our anchor page and you can leave us a voice message.
Oh, wow. So 10 Minute Tech is doing big things.
Oh, snap.
Oh, so Shay, if I think Shay just heard what we said, but you know, there's a delay there.
Yes. So you just go to gadgetchats.com and then on there, there'll be a button to leave a voice message, and you can leave a voice message, but it's not like actually calling a number. Mm-hmm. It's just an audio thing. You just press the button and you just talk. And yeah, you do it.
So this is from 10 Minute Tech. Our company acquired two other companies and they made me CTO of all. So this has been a long journey.
Well deserved. That's
congrats,
awesome.
Congrats, sir. Congrats. Yes. Oh, yeah. Hey, Kenny Man, I didn't see you come in.
Hey.
I'm bouncing the energy off the chat because me and Catwoman both came in here tired today. Like, you know, this is towards the end of our week. Catwoman been streaming since Monday. I've been streaming since Tuesday. Yep. Like, yeah, it's a thing. So we be tired.
Yeah.
Come Friday after LaShawn's stream, I'm like, it's over until next week.
Yeah. Done.
So yeah. I will let y'all know something about whenever I decide about the members only stream for my channel next. I'll figure it out this weekend. So okay. I'll let y'all know something soon.
Yeah, we'll be open to the feedback and the update whenever it comes through.
Hey, what's up, Isaac Diaz? I haven't seen you in a minute.
Hi.
So yes.
So we do have a few minutes. I wanted to take the time to talk about something. It's called Video Creator Expo. It's I'm one of the ambassadors for it. So basically, this is something that Simplistically Digital created back in February. What she did was help YouTubers gain an audience via a live event. So basically, everyone has a time slot. They're put into a playlist. And the audience walks through it. Actually, I have a little blurb. Let me bring that because I'm not explaining it right. I'm sorry. I'm just like impromptu.
Oh, you about to get this. Fired.
Yes. I'm about to get fired.
I need you to tighten it up.
Yes. I need to tighten it up. Forgive me. Okay.
She's fired.
I am. I'm fired.
On fire?
I will.
I'm Catwoman.
Oh, you got
one.
Tech woes. Well, more like human woes, because I'm just talking out my butt.
Okay, I'm not touching that one.
Okay, so join the movement. This is going to be on Saturday, Juneteenth, 2021. So June 19th. It's going to be on Juneteenth on purpose. And it is about how to pivot from offline to online. And the purpose and the mission of Video Creator Expo is to help creators by crowdsourcing a live audience through a virtual event. See, that's way, way better put than what I was explaining. So essentially, the event will start off with on the host channel, which is Simplistically Digital. She'll kick off the event and go over the schedule that our attendees will follow. Attendees will go to each YouTuber's presentation that is on their channel at the designated time slot. It's either going to be a live stream or a video premiere. And if at any point in time you lose track of your place in the schedule, Simplistically Digital's channel is going to have a live stream that's going to remain open so you can go back and then she can steer you and let you know where the current exposition is at. There's also going to be a playlist after the event so that the attendees can watch it again and then also share the valuable information with other people. So that is what Video Creator Expo is about. We also have a website created by Barry Johnson. You did an awesome job. VideoCreatorExpo.com. Did I do good? Did I do good, Swati? Did I do good?
You did awesome. Thank you. I don't know if you did exactly how you're supposed to, but it sounds good. Oh, she said you did good.
Yeah, so it's from 10:30 in the morning to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have a variety of YouTubers and people who have expertise outside of YouTube but have YouTube channels that will be talking about how to pivot from offline to online. So it's going to be awesome. We'd love for you guys to come and be a part of it. This was done before on February 27th. It was called YouTubers Unite live virtual conference. But, you know, we don't want to infringe on YouTube's copyright name. So it's been changed to Video Creator Expo. And I'll put a link as well to the first event and also the website and all of that good stuff. It's going to be a great time. So for those who are just hearing about it now, mark your calendars and come and be a part of the movement, because like you're legit going to be moving from one YouTube channel to another YouTube channel, checking out their presentation. It's going to be great.
On a side note,
yes,
if you run betas in iOS 14.7 is available.
Ooh, hey.
What?
What happened?
The detective for missing persons of Swampland is in the chat. Miss Gigi is also of interest due to Mr. Savage staring at her womanly parts.
What? Okay.
You remember the live stream where we were mimicking
yes.
him? Yes.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. He was very animated during that point in time.
Yes, he was. I couldn't commit to this one, and I definitely will want to be part of the next one.
Okay, yay! Woo! Sorry, I'm just getting the links.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm all like being impromptu. Sorry.
Listen, I said womanly parts. Well, I don't have many manly parts. At least I hope I don't. Yeah, it's just so much going on that particular weekend. I just couldn't commit to this go around. But I don't know what date y'all are picking for the next one, but hopefully it'll be, you know, something.
Yeah, we don't have a date yet for the next one.
Well, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do want to take part. I don't want it to be like, oh, she don't want to help support. No, I love you.
Oh, no. You're very supportive. You were there for the first one.
Yeah, I did get lost a little bit, though.
Yeah, well, you know, we're a little more organized this time.
Hey, you gotta work through the kinks. I understand you ain't gonna get it perfect the first time.
Yeah, and it went pretty well the first time, considering it was a one woman show.
Yes,
Dorothy doing it by herself.
Now she got to crack the whip on y'all.
Yes.
Oh, she's yeah, Spec Tech said I didn't do the first one, so I'll participate in this one. Awesome.
Yay.
Oh, I'm not putting that comment up. Let's see. We got savages in the chat, and I'm not talking about the savage scientists either.
Yeah. It's supposed to be.
No, WWDC was not today.
What? Today?
Huh? It was not today, Septian asked.
What made you think it was today?
I don't know where he pulled that from. We all would have been talking about it this week if it was, though.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been talking about Google I.O. all week.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm about to turn my iPad on so I can get the betas on it, too.
For the Google I.O.?
For the Apple. No, oh, maybe he's asking because I run betas, Septian, so they're all the time. Usually every week I get an update on software. So that's why I tell people, oh, if they're having problems with their regular software, just get beta. It updates every week or every other week.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. If you're not a presenter, you just show up and you go through the motions.
Yeah. So you'll
saying I want to partake and be a presenter the next time.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically you'll just go to Swarthy's channel at 10:30. She'll kick it off and then she'll let you know who to go to first and kind of like what the schedule is going to be. And then when each person presents, they'll let you know who the next presenter is, and it'll go to the next one, it'll go to the next one, it'll just keep going and going and going.
But yeah, she's followed some interesting channels last time.
Yeah. Yeah, we met a lot of cool people on February 27th. It was awesome.
Oh, I didn't want to put that up. What do y'all think of Android 12? I don't have it.
Me neither. And I have a Samsung, so I'm probably not going to get it until...
Well, yeah, when it comes to Androids, I don't get the betas because I never have a phone that runs the betas.
I've never even gotten a Samsung beta.
So, Xiaomi has it on the Mi 11. I heard it's buggy as I don't know what on that phone. It's definitely not on the Mi Mix, which I wouldn't... The Fold, I wouldn't think it would be. Because it's enough just to get software to that phone. They're running 12.05 on theirs, and I think I'm 12.11. So I'm behind them in software updates on regular, you know, the skin that's on Xiaomi. So when they work things out for the Fold, it's just, it takes more energy, I guess. Barry, I am trying not to quote the detective for Missing Persons of the Swampland because they are hilarious tonight. And I'm trying to be professional in some way, shape, or form.
Yes. I miss Flexi. Is that?
That's keyboard. That's the one I used to use.
Oh, they got rid of it?
No, it's still around.
Oh,
I use it on my iPad and my iPhone, so I know it's there. Yeah.
Why do you miss it, sir?
Go back to it. That's all I would say.
Yeah.
What's up? What you laughing at? You better not be laughing at the detective for Missing Persons. You better not, J. Will. I'm gonna tell it. We might have to have a pep talk with him before we go live next week. Cause he's a troublemaker.
Yeah. Pep away.
I'm just kidding. Oh, I don't think. Oh yeah, we mentioned Tech King Mike's going live at 9 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow, LaShawn is going live at 9 p.m. Is Tech King Mike 9? Yeah, he is 9, isn't he? Yeah,
9 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, Eastern. I'm sorry, LaShawn's 9 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, and. Mr. Catwoman is what day? I don't know if he has a time, but I know he said
he said at 8 p.m. It was either going to be Saturday or Sunday. I think it's Saturday.
Whatever day you said earlier this week was the wrong day, so it's the opposite day.
Oh, I said Sunday. Okay, I said Sunday the last time, so it's Saturday.
What are we going to do with you?
I don't know. I'm so sorry.
She can't. I guarantee you she's in the doghouse with her husband already.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. You know, it's a 50-50 chance. I guarantee you she picked the wrong day.
You don't know how many times, like, after I finish a live stream, he's like, you told the story wrong. And I'm like, I did.
I be feeling like the stepchild when they're on the phone together. I'm like, should I be listening to this conversation? I think I'm going to hang up now. And then Mr. Catwoman will hang up and she'll be like, I'm sorry. I'll be like, I want to say I'm sorry. I shouldn't have been here. This was a couple's argument.
Sorry.
Or a couple's discussion. I'm not going to say it's an argument. It's a discussion.
Yeah. But,
so there's
the Linkaroos.
There's the Linkaroos. So he's talking about Google I.O. Clubhouse on Android. I don't even use Clubhouse on Android.
Yeah.
I don't use Clubhouse on nothing no more.
My husband sent me an invite to Clubhouse and I'm like, no, I need to make videos consistently. I don't have time for Clubhouse.
Barry does have a Pixel phone.
Yeah.
No, I read that wrong. He said he wishes he had one. He has the S10.
Oh, okay, the S10.
Well, yeah, I
missed trade.
Yeah, you sure can. Get you one, Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fun hanging out with y'all. Mm-hmm. And I hope Catwoman found her identity during this stream. Or maybe yeah. we'll just...
I think I'm going to get another identity.
You going to be like Reynaldo?
Yes. I'm going to switch my name all the time.
Oh, gosh. Did you see this? So, Holla at Your Boy says, I use Penthouse on Android. It's a step up from the lame Clubhouse.
Yeah, we should end it on that, though. Well, I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Kimmy the Gadget Goddess. And we are...
your homegirls of tech.
Here on the Gadget Test Podcast.
See you next Thursday. Bye.
Bye.